I think as we ask ourselves, what is our purpose aim in each moment, we remember that purpose and aim contain both where we're pointing to end up and where we are now. So it's like a full and encapsulated responsible mode of how I'm generating here now is where I am. How I'm generating here now is creating where I'll be next. So it takes into account both full presence here and now and the reality of the paradigm that humans live in that contains past, present, and future, both. Mm-hmm. And so when we start to really investigate purpose aim, we find that there's something new to be known that we haven't encountered yet in each moment. Because as soon as we think we have a framework, something deeper is calling to us that will take us into a whole nother framework. And that's the beauty of life, because really the source just is trying to provide benevolence and goodness. And then we come up with ways to help ourselves remember. But if we for a moment think the ways are the ground rather than the tools, then we get immersed in another new dogma, and that's not the point. And you don't have to worry about that because you're really, really smart and you see beyond all that. But I'm just articulating something that we can all be attentive to and bear the good fruits of our intention by experiencing whatever's in this moment. It can have any kind of framework. We can say anything about it, but at core, it's just motion and feeling is happening. Mm-hmm. It's really lovely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, it is. I get it. I understand it, and I feel it, and sometimes it's so easy to see and hold the space for in work, right? You know, with others and their animals and for me, the challenge, well, and this is probably for everyone, the challenge is in my own life where I take on those different roles of the helper and the one who, you know, needs everybody to be working together and the one the things aren't calm and peaceful, something, you know, it's like boom, 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 boom. And so, yeah, and I know it's probably that way for everyone, and it's just part of our journey and all, but I think I will be also incorporating this month in me.
But we have an innate response to when things begin to feel out of harmony. So whether we're trying to bring them back by the organizer who wants to bring everyone into cohesion or the helper who wants to assist anyone who feels out of cohesion, it's a very innocent and, you know, noble, beautiful, it's a wonderful inclination that comes through mm-hmm. the beings, the human beings and the animal beings. Mm-hmm. And when we stop ourselves and realize that there's a deeper pull to a cohesion and a harmony that can only come from being so present to what is that we begin to unfold into what is becoming as something fully new that we never knew about before, just energetically, like right now in this moment it's happening, then what we're seeking in this outer organizational trying to manipulate and move life into what would potentially appear to be more peaceful or harmonious but isn't, we find it inside ourselves. And then we vibrate it so powerfully that those who walk into our dream find themselves vibrating in that way mm-hmm. too, or into some resistance, which gives an opportunity for then a deeper moving in to fully feeling the waves of what's occurring for that person, if that's not what that person's inclined to do, for us who are experiencing waves of many beings moving through us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what an amazing time on this planet where more and more people can tap into a frequency in which we can experience the oneness and the capacities. It's very fascinating for me to encounter religions and philosophical systems that keep trying to tell people how to do this but are stepping outside of being in it to do it. And I understand that fully because in order for me to articulate these steps, I have to some degree step out of what's really happening and find a map. So I understand that's happening. And then what you're pointing to is how we even go deeper than that into really what life is generating. And then any story told about it is fine, but it's just a story told about it, whether it's a scientific story, a philosophical story, a religious story, an emotional story, a romantic story. It's just some words like the leaves floating on the river. And then deeper than that is this beautiful interplay of peace and joy and love. And then deeper than that is just that stillness out of which everything's blooming and blooming. So I'm really thankful that you're so astute and awake and aware of creation that you just are letting yourself go into whatever flow and creative opportunity comes rather than trying to outlay the steps on top of anything. That's awesome. I'm so happy to hear that. Not that I would have expected anything different, but I'm just so happy that's how you're interacting with these playful steps.
Thank you.
That's
so
all
much.
They are. They're like, we're in the sandbox, we're in nursery school, and these steps are like the bucket and the little toys and the
right, the shovel and the little thing. Yeah, exactly. And I thank you. I am so grateful to be able to be doing this with you. It feels so good and all encompassing in many, many ways.
Likewise.